First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably bananas. nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this overcast, rainy Thursday morning. Temperature's going to be about 55, 60 degrees, I think. So there's your weather forecast for today. As always, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I could say we'd talk about everything going on in the newspaper, but everything going on in the newspaper is nothing about the virus, and I guess that's going to keep going and going and going. I know the stock market's back up, but there's more cases of this virus going around, not just in the United States, but all throughout the world. And they're going to keep on it and keep on it, and it's going to be the big thing. Now, I looked at the, I got in the trash and looked at the Bell News Slimocrat. It's got 12 pages. And out of the 12 pages, if it's not about advertising a business, it's about the virus. 12 pages, people. Now, there's some ads in here for hearing aids. There's ads in here for Troy Food Market. There's ads in here for online scholastic bull crap. But other than those paid for ads, everything, I say everything, is about the coronavirus. Everything. I mean, there's 12 pages, and probably 9 of the 12 pages are about the virus. The other 3 are about ads. And different things. They're trying to get you to come and give them your money at the bank. But it's amazing. It's amazing at the end of the day how serious some people take this. And I really don't believe they take it all that serious. I believe they do that because that's what's financially correct for those people to hit. Senate set the vote on $2 trillion stimulus bill, demand for hospital space growing, two pastors recovering from coronavirus after a trip to Ukraine. Ukraine coronavirus concerns hold Bell Art on the Square organized look for 2021 event. This crap goes on and on and on and on. Nothing about the shootings over in St. Louis. I don't even think, and I'll take a look here, I don't even think it's in the St. Louis paper about any of the shootings. I looked through it briefly after I took all the crap off it, after I got it out of the trash. But I don't even believe there's anything about the killings and shootings in St. Louis. It's all about the coronavirus, and I think that's what people are interested in, and why, I don't know. But I think it gets them all excited, and they want to talk about it, and that's all they want to talk about. They don't want to talk about everything else going on. But if you listen to all these TV stations, all these radio stations, that's their only concern at this point. Now, they'll go into a 3 or 4 minute spiel about what's going on throughout the city, throughout the area, but then the next 30 minutes are about this virus. Apparently, that's what everybody wants to hear, so that's what keeps going. It just pisses me off that it has to be that way. I mean, I've got papers all over the place, but for the last week or two, it's been nothing. It's been nothing but the coronavirus, and it's going to continue, I believe, for the next month or two or three. So I think what's going to happen is $2 trillion isn't going to be enough, and they're going to need another trillion or two or three or four trillion. And I think this is going to get real flaky for the November elections. I think it's going to get flaky as hell for the November elections. But I do see in a couple of the newspapers on the East Coast that they're really coming after Biden, saying that Biden's half senile, that Biden don't know what he's doing, that every time Biden talks, he gets all screwed up and has to get people in there to tell him which direction to go. And I don't think that's for people thinking that it's a problem that they can solve, they can fix. When he comes across the air the way he comes across the air, even somebody half stupid would understand that he really, really, really doesn't know what he's talking about. But, you know, they're going to let him play the game. He's the best thing they got against Trump, and I don't give a damn. You're Democrat, Republican, men, women, black or white. If you vote for Biden, it's going to be a wasted vote because he doesn't know what he's doing. Even the people around him will say when he's not around that he doesn't know what he's doing. But when you have a candidate like that, it's about half senile, and they're pushing him to try to get him elected. I think that's the kiss of political death. You know, they're pushing him, and I don't think he knows where he's going half the time. And I think the Democrats understand that. But when they say, we either get him, or that asswipe socialistic idiot, Bernie Sanders, we have to go with Biden. So I think they're on the path. I think Biden will push Sanders sometime the first part of next week to back off. And the most tragic thing with that is that they'll probably force Sanders to go for Biden. And if that happens, that is the kiss of death for Biden, because I think most of Sanders's people will either not vote or they'll vote for Trump. So I can see this turning out to be some bull crap at the end of the day. And if it is, we just have to go along with it, have to play it out, have to see what at the end of the day what the problem is. But they want to, everybody wants to talk about this virus. Nobody, I don't see anywhere in either one of these papers, of course, the Post Disgrace, is a little bit better than the Belleville News Slimocrat. They have a few articles about other things, but they're talking in both papers about how the city and the county are going to release more inmates, because that's the thing to do. These low-level inmates, they're going to get them out of jail to try to help, I guess, help the coronavirus situation. It says two more tests positive at nursing home in St. Charles. Missouri to speed up jobless benefits. His claims explode. Big article. Area grocery workers are getting bonuses. It's amazing. It's amazing how they can talk all this crap. They can put all this crap in the newspapers. They can give bonuses out. They can give what everything they want to give out, they can just go ahead and give. But at some point in time, that $2 trillion is going to dry up. And I think it's going to dry up sooner than later, because there's going to be so much money. We need more money for this, more money for that. And it's amazing. It's amazing how it'll just continue to go on and go on and go on. But I don't understand. Again, I don't understand how they can't put this in perspective and how they can't move on with other dangerous political situations, with other dangerous situations throughout this country. They want to keep on that, and I guess they're going to keep keeping on that. I'm trying to look through the first papers for the last couple of days, and I don't see anything. I don't see anything, and I'm sure there's something in there somewhere about the shootings, the killings, the rapes, the robberies. You're not telling me. You're not telling me at the end of the day, yesterday or the day before, that there were no robberies, there were no rapes, there were no murders, there were no anything? See, I do not believe that. Of course, I'm going to have someone call and say I'm a damn liar, but that's okay. I mean, I know what I'm reading, I know what I'm hearing, and they just want to keep this coronavirus going so they can get money for their cities, for their states. And at the end of the day, that $2 trillion isn't going to go far when you got to divide it up amongst 50 states. I know I like the governor of New York, Cuomo, talking about we need more money and more money and more money. You can see that the cases are going up, 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 and I don't know if they're really going up. It's just that Cuomo can sit there and bitch and moan and groan and say whatever the hell he wants. They're doing the same thing in Illinois with this ass white bastard. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing at the end of the day when people push to say, hey, it wasn't as bad as you people put on. Now, you can say you've got the virus, but after 14 days, it goes away. See, to me, and I'm not a medical person, but to me, that's telling me that these bastard politicians are putting everybody under the bus. Oh, no, he's sick. 14 days. Oh, he got better in 14 days. Well, hell, he could have just had the flu. But it's got so far out of hand that people don't know what to do. I've talked to people who said, yeah, I got a little cold. I said, well, maybe get your ass to the hospital and see if you got this coronavirus. You know what they said? I'm not going through all that crap. I know what I have. And when you look at all these people that go to the hospital that are quarantined for 14 days and then, oh, it was just a little cold. That's what it is with most of these people. It's just a little cold, and they'd have it no matter if this coronavirus was around or not. But the politicians want to make such a big to-do about it, they get a little crazy. They're going to play it out and play it out and play it out until they can't play it out anymore. Now, I said before on all the websites, it's amazing how everything they talk about, and this is even Fox News, and they're one of the better ones, and they're not all that good. Police who intentionally spread, people who intentionally spread coronavirus could face criminal charges. That's one of them. Pennsylvania supermarkets say coughing pranks propped the trash of $35,000 to be thrown out. Everything. California police officers get groceries for a man, 95, who can't get out. Doctors, former Kansas City governor says coronavirus patients doing better in testing. it's just, again, it goes on and on and on. That's all. That's all any of these TV stations, any of these they say it's controversial, the most controversial crap on the internet. They all want to talk about it. They all want to talk about everything bad that's going on. All these channels on TV, and you get on the internet, and these internet providers, I mean, they go crazy with it. They go crazy. They're going to tell you about this and that and this and that. And at the end of the day, somebody may say something negative about them, but then it goes into the trash, and they move on with their crap. Here are 152 Detroit cops in coronavirus quarantine. You know, it's just every place you go, that's all you read is about the coronavirus. And I don't understand how decent political people, not politicians but public servants, I don't see how decent people let that crap keep going and going and going. But you know what? They do, and it does. And you're either going to hear about the coronavirus or you're not going to hear about anything. On the Illinois side, again, there was a shooting up in Madison County. There was a killing, two killings in East St. Louis over the last week or so, and I think it got two lines on page 8 or 9. And that's the way the people saying, oh, that's only a killing. I want to hear about this coronavirus. I want money given to our cities, our states. That's all they're concerned about. They don't give a damn about reality. I don't think they'd give a damn about reality for the last 20, 30, 40, maybe even longer than that in the political setting nationwide. They want to keep up what they want to keep up. They want to keep it going. They want to keep hitting on it. And people will say, well, I don't care about this. Two people were shot in St. Louis over the weekend. I want to know what's going about the stay-at-home orders. I want to know about these people that are getting sick and saying they have to stay in the house for 14 days. But after 14 days, guess what? I bet you they're not sick anymore. And you know how many people? I think there were 320,000 applied for unemployment this last month. Now, it's probably going to go up and up and up. And what are we to do about it? We have to listen to somebody, and the only people we can listen to, because they're the only ones that'll try to get something done. But when they try to get something done, it's not only for you and me and our families. They'll try to do a little bit, but most of it will be trying to do for them and their families and their political constituents. It's amazing. It's amazing. People sit back and they think just like I do. But they don't want to come out and say it. They don't want to come out and say, what the hell's wrong with this idiot? They just don't want to do it. And I don't understand that, because that just makes things for the politicians worse and worse and worse. You can't sit there and not say nothing. I mean, you can, and that's what people have been doing. But the longer you do that, the worse it gets, and it's not getting any better. And they're talking about it getting worse. They had more cases today all throughout the country. A couple more people, I think, died in Illinois. But everybody acts like, well, it's no big deal. So many thousand people die of coughs and colds and flu every year. Well, I think this is going to be a little bit worse, because if this thing does get out of hand, there's going to be a lot of not just sick people, there's going to be a lot of dead people. And I don't know if the people want to hear that. I don't know if people want to come out and say, I wish I'd have said this, I wish I'd have said that, because maybe we could have got something done. They want to sit back, like I say, every day, they want to sit back and let someone else handle the situation. And why they do that, I have no idea, but they'll continue to let it go and let it go and let it go. And then you know what they'll do? They'll blame somebody else. They'll blame somebody else for the problems. Nobody is going to take credit we're screwing something up. You guys know that. You guys know that these politicians are always, the Democrats are going to blame the Republicans. The Republicans are going to blame the Democrats. Now they've got the situation on this $2 trillion. Senate Majority Leader McConnell from Kentucky, he's talking about how good a job him and the Republicans did, how the Democrats are saying they're the one that pushed some of this stuff through. And if it doesn't work out, then the Democrats will say, oh no, we really didn't push that through. And I think a lot of the Republicans will say and do the same thing. They're going to sit around, they're going to let it see what happens, and if it's something that happens good, they're going to take credit for it. If it's something that happens bad, you know what's going to happen. They're going to blame the other side, and that's been going on again for so long. I don't know why they continue to let it go, but it does. Front page of the St. Louis Post Disgrace. Senate approves deal in late vote. Wall Street Post second strong day. And cases and deaths continue to increase in the bi-state Missouri, Illinois area. And it's amazing. It's amazing. People aren't getting off their asses and telling these politicians, hey, there's an election coming up. We want something done, and we want it done now. We don't want it done yesterday or the day before. We want it done now. But you know as well as I do, it's not gonna get done. It's not gonna get done, and everybody's gonna let it go until it's too late. It says one of the things in the paper, Mayor Lida, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruson, and other city officials deal with the daily challenge of the virus, and they're keeping a wary eye on how the related economic slowdown will affect tax revenues and ultimately city services. There again, worried about tax revenue. That's all any of them are worried about. But they keep it going and keep it going, and hopefully at some point in time, it'll work out. And when it works out, the Democrats are gonna say it's because of them it worked out. The Republicans are gonna say it's because of them it worked out. And it worked out because that's usually what happens. It'll take its course. These political setting situations will take their course. And then everybody's going to take credit. The Democrats will, the Republicans will, and we'll sit back and watch them argue, watch them get pissed off at each other for a week or two. Then they'll go about their business because they'll be on to something else. They'll be on to something else. It's either going to make them look good or make them look bad. And you can believe at the end of the day, either side is not going to take credit or take blame if it's something bad. Now, if it's something good, everybody calls it to be good. And I don't understand how they can get through that, but they do time after time after time. I'm going to look around. I guess I'm going to try to get some other newspapers to see what's going on, but I would just about bet that 90%, 95% of the newspapers in Illinois, in Missouri, I think all throughout this country will be stuck on this coronavirus situation because they're making it worse. They're making it worse than it is. It's not good, but it's not all that bad. But now with this $2 trillion, they're going to throw that money in the market, I believe, starting next week. And I'd have to say, probably, it's going to keep going, I believe, and probably within 30 to 45 days, they're going to need more money and more money and more money. And what are the people going to say? No, you're not getting any more. No, the government, the elected officials, the congressmen and the senators, they're going to get whatever they want, whatever they can vote on. And I think at this point, since they've got the $2 trillion, I think the Democrats and the Republicans in Washington will come together. Now, neither side is going to get exactly what they want. I know Pelosi wanted 48 or 55, $20 million for the JFK Memorial in California, and I think they got 20, 30 million. That shows you. They ask for three or four times what they need, and whatever they get, they put half of it into the project and use the other half for political purposes. Everybody knows that. Everybody will tell you that. The Congress and the Senate, I think their likability is at 20%, 19 to 20% now. 20%. Isn't that amazing? Trump's, I think, is at 54%. So 20% as opposed to 54%. You can see who's winning that political battle. Amazing, amazing. Well, I think what we'll do, we'll take a quick break. Lines are open. We are America's Voice of Freedom. If I decide to talk to you, you can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
This is our life. This is
Welcome, welcome, as always. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. As most of you know, I had a little problem, a little medical problem. I think we've got it taken care of. I feel a hell of a lot better. You can't let medical crap get you down. If you're not dying in the hospital, you need to get your ass out and do something for yourself, your family, your community, your country. People don't understand that. It's always the people. It's always about them. And it is, but it has to be about them and everybody else. You can't just take it and say, all I'm concerned about is me and my family. You have to be concerned about everybody. Now, I'm not a religious person, but you see how some of these religious people, they're all about the community, but some of them are all about themselves. That's why you have good and bad in every situation that you deal with. You have good and bad, and you just have to try to work around it, because most of the time you don't know what is good and what is bad. And when you try to help some people out, it helps them out, but they're not there to help you out. And I think that's why people get all frustrated and pissed off, because decent people want to help themselves, but they want to help the community. Undecent people want to help themselves and then help themselves some more. Everybody's been through it. You've read about it. You've had family, had friends. Some of them are good, and some of them act like they're good. That's been the problem for a lot of years all throughout this country, that people want to act like they're for you in their first society. But most of them, not that they're bad people, but they just think about themselves, they think about their families, and that's totally, totally wrong. Totally, totally wrong. I read a couple days ago in the newspaper, well, maybe a week or so ago, about some of the shootings. Oh, there was a rape and something else in St. Louis, and it wasn't on the front page, but it was in the paper. But now, here recently, nothing's in the paper on either side. Nothing's in the paper on either side of the river except this coronavirus situation, and it gets worse and worse and worse. Front page, top fold on the above all news slime crap in today's paper. Troy Pasture recovering from coronavirus after trip to Ukraine. Now that's front page top fold. I mean, a lot of people are coming from foreign countries and they're recovering from coronavirus. Now what's recovering? Sit in their house, take some pills, I guess, take some aspirin or whatever they take, and in 14 days, everything's okay. See, I believe this coronavirus, it's been going all over this country for several years, all over the world. But it's just a cold. It'll get better. But now all of a sudden, elections are coming up, and now it's really, really serious. I don't believe these politicians can take much more. Because if they do, I think they'll all be in the hospital, because it's a bad situation, and only because they make it a bad situation. I see where this $2 trillion in this coronavirus had a unanimous vote. 96-0 vote, the House passed the measure, the $2 trillion measure. That's on the front page of a lot of papers, I guess, all throughout the country. But it says that the Senate confirms this stimulus package. The whole thing on the internet for Fox is about the coronavirus. The coronavirus cases in military has quadrupled since last week. I can't believe I'm going through all this crap. Can't get anything. This whole thing is on this coronavirus. And it's a moment, I like Mitch McConnell, and I do like him. He says passage of coronavirus relief bill is a proud moment for the United States Senate. Why wouldn't it be a proud moment for everybody in the House and everybody in the Senate? They don't play it that way, and they don't want to play that way. They want to push. They want to push their take on it, and then the bad take they want to give to everybody else. They want to give the bad take to everybody else. So that's why we just have to kind of fight through the entire situation. I see in sports, everybody's pissed off. Everybody's pissed off. Football players, basketball players, baseball players, hockey players. Everybody's pissed off. And you know what most of them are saying? And I've heard a few of them say it. That it's all about politics. It's all about the November election. And they can talk this crap. They can talk this crap all they want. But at the end of the day, that's what it's about. They can say, oh, this person's sick and that person's sick. And they may be sick. They may be sick. But that's not going to turn the country around. You're going to have to fight through it. If somebody has a cold, you fight through it. Now, the politicians, it's not a cold now. It's coronavirus. And we're probably going to have more. And it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. But that's the way we're going to have to play it. That's the way they always play it. But anyway, all these sports figures, they're all pissed off because they want to make it their right to say this and their right to say that. And I see where this Kathy Griffin, you remember her, this so-called politician, she slams Trump on the coronavirus testing. Now why? Why would she jump through that and try to make Trump look bad for something that she knows little? She knows little, and probably, I take that back, she knows nothing about that she's going to come out and say what a bad person Trump is for whatever he did it. And here's another, Rita Wilson says she's feeling good since her quarantine, 2 weeks after testing positive for the coronavirus. It's all. This whole thing, even on the deal with the entertainment section of these cable TV networks, even with the entertainment section, guess what? It's all about the virus. It's not about what's going on. It's all about the virus, and they want to play like it's really, really serious. And it could be. There could be a situation where it may be real, real serious. It hasn't come to that point, and I don't believe it's going to ever come to that point. They're going to slow it down. They're going to pick it up. But you're going to see, like I said before, at the end of the day, after the last election when Trump got elected, at the end of the day, come this November, it'll be all about how bad a job Trump did. It won't be, well, he did good with this and he did good with that. It's going to be all about, boy, what a bad president he was. Should have been indicted, should have been impeached. That's where they're going to go. That's where every Democrat is going to go when it's all said and done before the November election. And people are going to let it go. They're going to say, okay, that's what we'll do. We won't vote for Trump because nobody likes him. But I still think that the 20-25% of the independent voters all throughout this country, I think they're going to understand. And I think that percentage is going to be for Trump. And I think he's going to win big. I honestly think he's got a lot of the black population for him. I bet you he's got 20, he'll have 20% plus of the black population will give him a vote because they found out the last 2 or 3 years what the hell's going on. And they're not going to tolerate it. And you know what I hear them saying? I don't give a damn about a black, white thing. I give a damn about somebody that's going to do something to help this country out. And you're getting more and more decent black people coming on board and saying, hey, I agree. I think Trump's done a good job. Not a perfect job, but I think he's done a good job. And I'm going to vote for him. Go ahead, Chad. What an, you know, we've got some true idiots at It's unbelievable. But see, there you go. There you go. Somebody gives a bad name, wants to talk about how crazy you are. What the hell does it make any difference how crazy I am? I'm not the one running this country. I'm not the one saying what's going on, what's not going on. It's always amazing. It's always amazing when you get these idiots who will get on the air, who will talk their crap, and think when they get off that they've really, really done something. Now, these are complete true idiots that talk their crap that nobody gives a damn about. You know, use a fake name. I think he said his name was Chad. It wasn't Chad. That shows you what an asswipe, no-count bastard people like that are. Get on the air, speak your piece, whether it's good or bad. You don't have to cuss. You don't have to go crazy. But a lot of these bastards think, hey, yeah, that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. You have to go crazy. And I think that not only hurts locally, that hurts nationwide. Because the decent people, they may want to argue and talk about a situation, but they're not going to go crazy because they want to get their point across. They want to get their point across, and that's what it's about. That's what calling in radio shows, TV shows, writing in for the newspaper, that's what it's about. Getting their point across, arguing their point, and then moving on. But a lot of times, they don't want that to happen. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning. You mean nasty bastard.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, Bob, let's talk about the crap that preceded Trump in the White House. And I'm not just talking about Obama. I'm talking about Obama, Clinton, and both Bushes. Because both Bushes, you know, they've shown their true colors. All they were Clintons in the Republican clothing. But look at the cluster of crap that he has to try to clean up their mess. Not counting the other presidents prior to them, but let's just go with those idiots right there. The only thing that concerns me is I haven't heard President Trump yet say, you notice I said yet say, how this is going to be paid for, financed, or so on and so forth. That is the biggest thing that concerns me.
You know what, Dave, I agree with you, but people, they don't care about at the end of the day. All they want is to push the stuff out front and let somebody else clean it up, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, that nasty bitch, Nancy Pelosi, will be dead by the time all this debt kicks in. She'll be dead long and gone, probably 100 years before this ever squared away.
Yeah, you know what, Dave? It's amazing. It's amazing that they let this crap go and they continue to let it grow. And what bothers me, there's some decent political people out there, but they're keeping their mouth shut because they don't want to get involved in it.
Well, you know, Bob, since Reagan and then now Trump, those are the only two non-political people that have been, you know, I mean, Reagan was governor of California, but he really wasn't a politician like the other clowns.
Right, right.
And you know, until we get that to where they, you know, they're not making a career out of it. I mean, Joe Biden's been on the teeth of the government for 50 years.
Yeah.
I don't think our forefathers, when they set this beautiful, beautiful government up, set it up for losers to just hang on to the teeth of the government for a lifetime. And I'm not just talking Joe Biden. You got Mitch McConnell, you know, Rand Paul, Rubio. I mean, a bunch of them are just hanging on because, frankly, I don't think they're smart enough to do anything else in the private sector.
You know what, Dave? I agree with you. I'm going to have to cut you short because we've got a break coming up. But as always, thanks for calling. You most of the time have good insight. Sometimes you're a little off kilter, but that's okay because you're a man, and I think men sometimes we get a little bit off kilter. But so I appreciate the call as always. You hang in there, and you have a good day. It's amazing, people. It's amazing how this country does what it does. Amazing. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. Welcome back to the last couple minutes. As always, people, just remember, we have to take care of each other as well as taking care of ourselves, because if we don't all get in this together, it's going to be good for a few people and bad for the vast majority. So let's continue, people. Today is Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. We'll have a weekend to retake our take on politics. Some people change day in and day out. And if you change for a reason, not just because everybody else is changing. And that's what the problem is. Too many people are changing because that's what everybody else is doing. So if you're going to change for a legitimate reason, not just because everybody else. And as always, let's continue to unite. You know what we have to do. We have to expose these low-life, good-for-nothing, ass-white bastard politicians, these political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. We have to put them out on Front Street, and not only put them out on Front Street, keep them out on Front Street until we win. And when I say we, I don't mean Democrats and Republicans. I mean we, the decent people, both Democrats, Republicans, black and white, and men and women. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass-white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy these bastards once and for all. And never, never, never any violence. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch. The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.